On Sunday, Seattle Children's Hospital is opening a new cancer unit. This one is specifically designed for teens and young adults. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Cancer in young people ages 15 to 29 is more common than in children under 15. And when these older patients go in for treatment, they end up either in a pediatric or adult facility. There's no designated place for this age group. That could play a crucial role in their survival, says Dr. Becky Johnson. Johnson is a pediatric oncologist and medical director of Children's New Adolescent and Young Adult Program. Survival rates for adolescents have lagged behind children and older adults. One reason is that young adults with cancer often have unmet needs.
There's evidence that getting cancer as a teen or young adult is psychosocially a very hard experience. So their rates of post-traumatic stress disorder following therapy are elevated compared to people who get cancer both at younger or older ages. Their rates of anxiety are quite high.
Johnson says there'll be a psychologist and other specialists to help patients through their cancer experience. The new unit will also have features that encourage them to interact with each other. Great Britain has had cancer programs for young adults for a couple of decades. The outcomes have been positive. A recent study shows that cancer deaths in this age group have dropped by nearly half. But the report also points out that too many young adults are still left out of clinical trials that could potentially boost their survival rates. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.